Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us for the 5 o'clock hour. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Victoria Seaman will join us. Victoria Seaman is a city councilwoman on the Las Vegas City Council. And we'll talk about all the craziness that's been going on, not just the COVID-19, but race relations in the city of Las Vegas. And a new controversy involving one of her colleagues on the city council. We'll talk about that. I want to bring you, though, a couple pieces of news that you may have missed. First of all, I'll give you the good news first. You want good news or bad news first? Okay, I'll give you the good news first. Governor Sisolak is going to reopen school facilities across the state of Nevada, and that will happen immediately. Okay. Now, what he hasn't said is exactly when the schools will open. That will probably be up to Clark County School District. But will they be able to open in August? Will they be able to open in September? That's great news, though, because I think it's vitally important we get the schools open. Get the kids away from their vacation. I was talking to a mom last night, and the mom said, for the first month, it was great. And I was, bonding with my children. She has a couple of kids, and they're grade school age. They're like, 8 and 10, something like that. She says, but after that, it got a little old. And I kept, wanting just to get out and speak to adults. Speaking to my husband's fine, but even that sometimes is a challenge. And I was like, well, okay, that's okay. But I think all of us would like the schools to reopen. Now, one thing that is always a plus is that the schools feed our children. I have never in my life understood this, by the way. People have tried to convince me, and I've had people from the school district try and talk to me about this. But this whole idea of the whole notion that schools are here not necessarily just to teach reading, writing, arithmetic, okay, but they're here for another purpose, and that is to feed our children. Otherwise, children would go hungry, to which I keep asking myself the question, so where are the parents in all of this? Where are the parents, and why aren't they feeding their own children? I mean, isn't that the responsibility? Anyway, another story for another day. But I'll just say this. It's incredible to me that we have to have the schools, that they exist not necessarily to educate our children. And some would accuse them of failing on that duty. I mean, what are we, 50th out of 50? But now we find out the biggest problem involved when we close down the economy and close down the schools is, how are we going to feed our children? For the life of me, I still to this day do not understand why parents are able to abdicate their responsibility. I mean, when you have a child, you're not just having a child for a couple of days or a couple of weeks or a couple of months. 18 years, 20 years, 25 years. I know people that for 30 or 34 years have raised their children. But this whole notion that the schools are there to feed, just makes no sense to me at all. Anyway, we'll talk about that at length. But the big news is that Governor Sisolak says that Nevada school facilities can reopen, and they can do it immediately. Again, a lot will be up to the Clark County School District. Will they let principals? Will they let teachers in, janitors, things like that? Don't know. That was the good news, because that means we are at least getting close, to being able to reopen. And I think a lot of us would love to get the schools reopened. A lot of folks, you know, that are tired of feeding their kids would like to abdicate that responsibility and send the kids to school to get fed. The bad news. You want the bad news? And we knew it was probably going to happen. I don't have a Dr. Fauci that I can call, but I do have some folks that can help me with this. The number of new COVID-19 cases in Clark County and the state of Nevada has seen a surge to the highest level reported in 2.5 weeks. That is not good. That is not good. And why is that? Why? Well, let's think of what's happened in the last 2.5 weeks. Let me think. Golden Knights play a game? No. Oh, no. The protests and the violence. And people elbow to elbow down Las Vegas Boulevard. I was in a restaurant. I'll tell you where. I was at Grape Street a couple of Sundays ago. And I was getting ready to order my food. And they said, well, just so you know. And this was like 3:30 in the afternoon. Going for a late lunch. Have a little brunch. It's okay. It's on my diet. And all of a sudden, one of the patrons, a guy named Joseph, became a friend of mine. He says, just so you know, if the service is a little off today, it's because of the rioters, protesters. They're coming out here to downtown Summerlin. And they did. They had said on Facebook, I guess, that they were going to be at downtown Summerlin at around 7 o'clock. So they closed the restaurant at five o'clock or 4 o'clock. And what was really weird, what was really strange, is that everybody was just a little bit off. The serving staff was a little off. I mean, it's a nice, I love the restaurant. Grape Street's a great place. I used to go to the other one. But no. That was the deal, that they were coming out. Well, as a result of that, all the protesting, elbow to elbow, we now have more positives. And more importantly, the new COVID-19 cases. Just in the last 2.5 weeks. We wondered, would there be some sort of a spike? Everybody thought there was going to be a spike after the governor opened the state. Phase 2. Casinos opening. But it looks like what we're faced with is a lot of this protesting has resulted in a surge in new COVID-19 cases. Now, one of the things we're going to talk with Victoria Seaman about, this was a story, and I don't know if it is a story or not a story. I'm going to let you be the judge of that. Michelle Fiore is a Las Vegas city councilwoman. She is the mayor pro tem. If the governor is out of town, she ends up chairing the city of Las Vegas, a city council. But on Saturday, Michelle Fiore, in remarks delivered at the Clark County Republican Party convention, Michelle Fiore expressed her opposition. It should be noted, everybody on the Republican side, most people are opposed to affirmative action. They always have been. But she expressed this openly. And so what happened was David Sajak, the chairman of the Clark County GOP, issued a public statement criticizing Fury, calling the comments racially charged comments. That's according to Dave Sajak, and was irresponsible, insensitive, and inaccurate. And I guess my question is, and we'll get to this on the other side. In fact, I'm going to open up our phone lines because I'd love to hear from you. Are those comments insensitive? Are they offensive? Are they irresponsible? Let's see. What did he call them? Irresponsible, insensitive, and inaccurate. Well, we're going to let you make the call. One of the things I love doing on this show, and we've done this, gosh, forever, since I came to Las Vegas back at CBS in 2011. I love being able to mix it up with you. You may not always agree with me, and that's okay. But here's the number. 844, the number 2 Nevada, that's 844-263-8232. In Las Vegas, it's 702-866-6700. I want to find out from you if you agree with Dave Sajak. He is the chairman of the Clark County Republican Party. And he found the comments of Michelle Fiore to be insensitive. Racially charged comments, irresponsible, insensitive, inaccurate. We'll see what you think. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
A unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers. Name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Psychery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Psychery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around.
Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
Hi, this is Ray DiNardi from Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas. The state of Nevada has deemed auto sales to be an essential business, so our showroom, parts, and service departments are open to meet your needs Monday through Friday. We are taking extraordinary measures to protect you and our employees. However, to make your vehicle buying experience safe and easy, we encourage you to make your purchase on FindleyJoyDrive.com. We even offer home or curbside delivery to minimize personal contact.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scene. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas heat is here, and Meineke has hot deals for you. Come in right now and get a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95 and a free AC inspection. That's right, only $17.95 for a synthetic blend oil change and a free AC check. Make sure to visit your local Meineke Care Center today.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Kevin Wall back here on AM 670 KMZQ, bottom of the hour. Victoria Seaman will join us. We'll talk about all of the crazy stuff that's been going on with COVID-19, with racial injustice, the mess across our nation, and how it's impacted us here in Las Vegas. She's on the city council. We'll talk about that. I want you to hear from Mitch McConnell because he went to the floor of the United States Senate this afternoon. And he brought up something that I've talked with my friends about. I haven't really talked on radio about it. And that is this whole notion of a COVID-19 double standard. It's weird, and now we're talking about the possibility of a surge in COVID-19 new cases here in Nevada and in Las Vegas. But listen to Mitch McConnell and this effort against the COVID-19 double standard. It's out there. You see it, but nobody on the left wants to report it. This is Mitch McConnell. This is cut number 6. He is, of course, the majority leader in the United States Senate. And one of the things, he's running for re-election, by the way. So this may be a product of his running for re-election, and he just wants to save his bacon. Here he is earlier today on the floor of the United States Senate.
For weeks, state and local leaders put normal American life totally on ice and asked citizens to prioritize fighting the virus. For weeks, the mainstream media heaped scorn on any small citizen protest, outdoor gathering, or even the suggestion that other important values might require a reappraisal of certain restrictions. Well, the American people did their part. They made necessary sacrifices that clearly helped the country, and they're ready to continue doing their part as our reopening carefully proceeds. But now, many Americans feel they've just seen those fastidious regulations and that puritanical zeal disappear in an instant because a new cause has emerged that powerful people agree with. A month ago, small protest demonstrations were widely condemned as reckless and selfish. Now, massive rallies that fill entire cities are not just praised, but in fact are called especially brave because of the exact same health risks that brought condemnation when the cause was different. People just spent the spring watching their small businesses dissolve, or canceling weddings, or missing religious observances for the longest spells in their lives, or missing the last days of a loved one's life and then missing the funeral, Never were the American people told about any exemption for things they felt strongly about. I have no criticism for the millions of Americans who peacefully demonstrated in recent days. Their cause is beyond righteous. It is the inconsistency from leaders that has been baffling. The same governor of Michigan who argued that letting people carefully shop for vegetable seeds, would be too dangerous during the pandemic, now poses for photographs with groups of protesters. Here in the District of Columbia, the mayor celebrates massive street protests. She actually joins them herself. But on her command, churches and houses of worship remain shut. I believe even the largest church buildings in the district are still subject to the 10-person limit for things the mayor deems inessential. The rights of free speech, free assembly, and the free exercise of religion are all First Amendment rights. They have the same constitutional pedigree. But apparently, while protests are now permissible, prayer is still too dangerous. Politicians are now picking and choosing within the First Amendment itself. Last week, one county in California's Bay Area seriously attempted to issue guidance that allowed protests of 100 people, but still capped all other social gatherings at 12 people and banned outdoor religious gatherings altogether. Figure that one out. These governments are acting like the coronavirus discriminates based on the content of people's speech. But alas, it's only the leaders themselves who are doing that.
That is Mitch McConnell. And he's right. Governor Sisolak is a great example. Governor Sisolak kept us shut down, the Sisolak shutdown. For how long? But by God, once COVID-19 must have just gone away. Because all of a sudden, it was, let's go to the streets, let's protest. Earlier, it was stay home for Nevada. Remember that? But once it was protest time, it was ollie, 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 and free, let's go. That is flat out wrong. And that's why I really believe, and I hope and pray, that the Republican Party in the state of Nevada is beginning the process of vetting candidates for 2022. I think this governor has proven that he's incapable of the job. He's been weeks and months late on so many different issues. COVID-19, the Sisolak shutdown. Dieter. Boy, didn't they do a bang-up job? And there's still gig workers that can't get their money. And now we got the protests. And now we got a surge of new cases of the COVID-19. It just does not make sense. Coming up, I'll find out what Victoria Seaman has to say. She is a city councilwoman in the city of Las Vegas. What does she think of all of this? We'll get to her and a lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
And at 5:30, as we take a look at the traffic cams right now, not too bad overall. Moderate flows right now through the resort area of the 15, northbound at Hacienda, south at Spring Mountain. Also, you'll tap the brakes there, 95 west at Decatur. 215 westbound at Tenaya, some congestion there. Also at 515 east at Main Street. And remember that bridge work, which is taking place tonight on the Northern Beltway on the 215, both directions between Oso Blanca and Sky Point. And construction also taking place. That's on 15 South between Star Avenue and Sloan Road. Those lane restrictions are going to be there for the next couple of nights.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Boxing is back in Vegas tonight as Shakir Stevenson is going to match up against Felix Caraballo in the main event of a card being put on by Top Rank. Stevenson is going to be without his trainer, Kay Caroma, as Caroma had also been in contact recently with Michaela Mayer, who recently tested positive for the coronavirus. So even though Caroma had not tested positive, he's not allowed to be at the event tonight. As far as Caraballo goes, he almost did not make weigh-in. He came in at 130 and a half pounds, and then he had to re-weigh in an hour later. He did cut off that half pound to make weight.
This Sports Flash driven by Jeep, brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Would you like to live in a gated community that's full of amenities? Tropicana Palms is just that active adult community. Tropicana Palms offers beautiful new three-bedroom, two-bath homes for a limited time. 3.99% financing. $5,000 down will get you in. Homes starting at $147,900. You will enjoy open floor plans, new appliances, walk-in closets, two pools, two spas, two clubhouses, tennis courts, and a fitness center. For complete details, call 702-456-2249 or visit TropicanaPalmsHomes.com. Tropicana Palms is at the eastern end of Tropicana Palms Boulevard.
At Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall, they are committed to helping the Las Vegas community in this trying time. If you need any vehicle repair on any model, they are an essential repair facility and got you covered. They have oil changes starting at $19.95, free smogs for life. And if you mention this ad, they'll take 15% off the service cost. Plus, buy any new vehicle, and they have no payments for 90 days. Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall or online at FinleyAcura.com. Vegas strong.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest electric bikes. These are really cool. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. She is a friend. She is one of the hardest working people in public service that I know. She is out having breakfast on weekends with constituents. She's amazing. She is Victoria Seaman, and she joins us. I wanted you to be on our first show, but couldn't get that done. But we got you on our second show, and that's not half bad. Victoria, good to have you with us.
I am so glad to be here on your new hours of your radio station. This is wonderful.
We call it the full three-hour dose. Let me just ask you, this has been an incredible, I don't know, 3 months, 4 months that we've been living through. Let us begin with the COVID-19. We just saw a surge of new cases, the highest in the last 2.5 weeks. Are we done with it? We got people out protesting and, you know, hugging each other and not wearing masks and all of that. Are we past the worst of this?
Well, if we just had a surge, it doesn't surprise me, because We've got people, hundreds and thousands of people across the country that are not social distancing. And, you know, I just think that we were all told to stay home. We're in like phase one, two, or three in different states. But
and we were, and Ben, by the way, we were thanks to our wonderful governor, we were at phase zero.
Yeah, but here's the situation. But we're allowing people in the streets. So at this point, I think kind of all bets are off. I think everybody should be able to open across the U.S. since we're not practicing any social distancing between the rioting and the looting. And what's so sad about what's happening right now is that people literally are just struggling to hang on to their businesses. And you have all these folks going in and destroying what's left of their businesses or completely destroying it. So right now, what's happening across our country, we really need to have a discussion about. That's the discussion we really should be having. The serious and civil discussion about what's happening across our country and about public safety and the future of law enforcement in this country. Because, Kevin, I don't know about you, but if I was a police officer at this time, it would be really tough to go out every day because, you know, what happened to George Floyd is absolutely unacceptable. It's disgusting. I pray for his family every day, and it's sad that we had to watch what happened to him. But what is the difference between all of these people that have been killed over the last 2 weeks? I mean, somebody gets killed senselessly, but it's okay to go out and kill other people and have open season on law enforcement. And this is something that is really weighing on my heart. And, you know, I've been alive for quite a while. I don't want to say how old I am, but, you know, I've never seen anything like this where it seems as though what's really important and what, you know, our values, we're all Americans. This is not the America that I grew up in. This is not the America I want to live in. You know, I got to tell you, 48 police officers were killed in the line of duty last year. Seven of those were African Americans. One was Asian. Do you know their names?
No. No.
Do you know the names of the innocent people besides George Floyd that have been killed in the last 2 weeks?
And by the way, I saw a number that last year, 74 cops were killed nationwide. That's incredible.
I got the number 48.
Okay.
But
that's
I could be wrong. So that must be inclusive of all different types of law enforcement. So you know what? 74, but I don't know any of their names. I don't. And what's so sad to me is that every life matters. Every single one. In the dictionary, in English language, every life matters is a statement that is proper and can be used. I was told by Black Lives Matter that I cannot say that because it's offensive and it's not respectful. You know what, Kevin? I don't care what the rules are in somebody's opinion. We still have the First Amendment. And as a public official, an elected official, and personally, I care about every single life. And no one is going to tell me that I can't say that.
And by the way, our crack research staff, according to the FBI, 89 law enforcement officers were killed in the line of duty accidents in 2019. So,
well, then that must include like federal officers and so forth.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I was talking about, you know, cops on the street. But yeah, okay. So that's almost twice as many. And the other conversation that we need to be having that we're not having is 400 times African American men than African American men being killed by cops are killed in Chicago by African Americans. And this is on the leadership. And yet, all the focus is on law enforcement. When 99% of law enforcement are good people, family men. I come from a line of law enforcement. This is very near and dear to my heart. My father was a law enforcement officer. My husband was a federal agent. And there are good people. And again, you know, one bad apple doesn't mean that they're all bad. And I feel for these guys going out in the streets and feeling like they're a target. We have a 29-year-old officer, same age, close to my daughter, who is clinging to life in a hospital bed. The update I saw today was that he's still on a ventilator and that he may be on a ventilator the rest of his life. So wow. I ask that everybody pray for him. I ask that everybody pray for George Floyd's family. You know, this what is continuing to happen with these riots and protests is not honoring anyone's life. And again, we need to have that. That's the discussion that we need to have. When we polled all of Las Vegas in all of our wards and the city at large, the most important thing to people in our city was public safety. And yet they wanted to defund police officers. I can't tell you, we must have gotten 100 to 200 emails, maybe 500, of everybody demanding that the mayor and us defund police officers.
Well, hey, Victoria, we're going to take that up in our next segment. By the way, the word today, wounded officer Shay Michelonis underwent successful surgery to repair a shattered jaw, and that is according to a Las Vegas Police Union spokesperson. Stick around. More coming up with Victoria Seaman, City Councilman, Las Vegas City Council. We'll do that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. We survived. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24/7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect the past 30 years. But now, Governor Sisolak says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. Best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play on one of 15 machines while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So at Ichabod's Lounge, you can still have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Have fun at Ichabod's Lounge.
Hi, I'm Jim Small, and I'm running for State Assembly in District 2. I grew up instilled with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and spending money wisely. District 2 wants a representative in Carson City that will fight high taxes and regulations that hurt businesses and the livelihood of everyday Nevadans. I have carried those values all of my life, and I have the necessary experience to do the job. My name is Jim Small, and I'm running to be your assemblyman in District 2. Remember, think big, vote small. Paid for by Jim for Nevada.
What if you could heal 5 times faster? Imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now have made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. We are thrilled to announce that we have a new piece of equipment specific to helping the brain heal from depression, anxiety, and brain injury. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Call PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
Indeed has loved Las Vegas for over 30 years, and we're here for you if you need us. Construction hasn't shut down, and while you're safe at home, we can take care of those needed repairs. We can meet in your home and still keep a safe social distance. B&D Plastering, here for you, 702-644-8980.
Hi, this is Ray DiNardi from Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas. The state of Nevada has deemed auto sales to be an essential business, so our showroom, parts, and service departments are open to meet your needs Monday through Friday. We are taking extraordinary measures to protect you and our employees. However, to make your vehicle buying experience safe and easy, we encourage you to make your purchase on FindleyJoyDrive.com. We even offer home or curbside delivery to minimize personal contact.
Indeed has loved Las Vegas for over 30 years, and we're here for you if you need us. Construction hasn't shut down, and while you're safe at home, we can take care of those needed repairs. We can meet in your home and still keep a safe social distance. B&D Plastering, here for you, 702-644-8980.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. We are joined by Victoria Seaman, Las Vegas City Councilwoman, and we're talking about the craziness that's going. I just want to ask you one other thing on the Black Lives Matter, All Lives Matter, because Grant Napier, who's a guy that I know, by the way, he lost both jobs as play-by-play voice of the Sacramento Kings and a local talk show host because he would not agree to Black Lives Matter. He said All Lives Matter. Do you worry about blowback on stuff like that?
I worry about these corporations and, you know, the employees who feel that they need to play into this. And it's sad for our country when people can't have their own opinions. We still have a First Amendment and a Constitution. And part of the reason that I'm happy to come on the air and talk about it is people are afraid. They're afraid to stand for our rights. Are we going to be afraid and just give up our First Amendment rights because you're going to upset people? Saying all lives matter, all lives do matter. I'll say it 100 times. All lives matters. And if you hate me because I say all lives matter, that's on you, not on me. I mean, I'm going to make a rule book over here and say, if you don't do this, we cannot live our lives like that. Saying that every life matters, how can that possibly be offensive?
Speaking of offensive, your friend, my friend, our friend, Michelle Fiore, was at the county convention, the Republican County Convention on Saturday, and apparently got everybody in a tizzy. Where she apparently expressed opposition to affirmative action. The chairman of the Clark County GOP, Dave St. Jack, issued a public statement rebuking Fiore for her, quote, racially charged comments, unquote, that the comments clearly were inappropriate, unquote. First of all, were you there when she said the magic words, or... do you know what she said, and do you find it horribly offensive?
Okay, well, first of all, yes, I was there, and I really don't want to comment on that. The remarks she made, you know, whether they were Michelle Fiore talking, you've got to talk to her about that.
Okay.
I know her heart. I know that she's definitely not a racist. I mean, I know her heart. I know who she is. And sometimes people get heated up and they say things that may be in the wrong way, but that's something that you would have to talk to her about. That's all I really can say.
That's fair. I want to ask you some politics. Today's election day. Is there anything anybody looking at the envelope on their kitchen table? Is there anything at this late date that they can do to make sure that they vote?
If they can get it in a box and they postmark it tonight, then it will count. If it isn't postmarked with today's date, and I think there are some postbox that you can take it to that will pick them up maybe later in the evening till 10 o'clock, 9 or 10 o'clock, but they will have to look online and find out which boxes those are. They will be counted. But if you just put it into a regular mailbox and it goes out tomorrow, it will not be counted.
I want to, in our final couple of minutes, talk some hardball politics. I have been, and I've been very vocal about it, very upset with our governor, Steve Sisolak. He is the product, he obviously is a guy that is in a powerful position, He has been slow on the switch on so many issues. The COVID-19, we should have reopened weeks, maybe a month earlier. So many, you know, the Dieter failure, colossal failure on his watch. And I don't see anybody on the Republican side that is essentially positioning themselves to run against him. I mean, I would think this is gonna be easy pickings.
Are you asking me to run for governor?
I am. No, I've always said that.
Well, I will, make that decision when the right moment comes, and you'll be the first to know. I'll come on your show and announce. But right now, my job is a city councilwoman, and I love my job. I love public service. I love taking care of my constituents. Governor Sisolak and I might have done things differently, but you know what? Right now, we're open. We're opening. And so we got to focus on that. And there were a few times when I, really pushed for, went out and did a press conference about opening the drive-in at Easter, and we were able to do that because, we followed the directive. So when I feel it's time for me to come out and give a little push, and we've done that in council, I will do that. But I can't imagine what the governor's doing, what he's going through. And so I got to focus on city council.
Are you surprised, though, that there hasn't been a Republican who has stepped out from the crowd and said, hey, this has been wrong, calling the governor out?
You know what? I'm very focused on my job. But here's the thing. We did mention things when we were on the dais that it's time to open up. We did give it a little push. The governor, unfortunately, the governor didn't reach out to the council, so I was unable to, other than voice my opinion on the dais. But I do think people spoke out. I do think there were people speaking out.
Fair enough. Victoria, it's always good visiting with you. Thanks so much. When we get the all clear, I'll have you in studio because you'll like our new digs, I promise.
I can't wait. Thank you.
Thank you, Victoria. Victoria Seaman, Las Vegas City Councilwoman, joining us. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
He's tearing off America's politically correct blindfold. America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Nevada. This is Ted Nugent. That's right. Ted Nugent full time. I'm calling on behalf of Republican candidate for Congress, Sam Peters, who I have proudly endorsed. Sam is a retired Air Force officer, a Bronze Star-earning warfighter, and one hell of an American. Like me, he supports God, family, country, President Trump, the Second Amendment, the Constitution, and Build That Wall. In fact, leaders at the NRA, we just gave Sam a perfect rating. As a business owner, Sam knows how to get Nevada back to work and our country rocking and rolling again. Join Ted Nugent, the Nugent family. Endorse Sam Peters for Nevada with your vote. Learn more about Sam at sampetersforcongress.com. That's Sam Peters, the number 4, congress.com.
I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. I approve this message.
This is paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters for Congress. God bless America.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit hammondfornevada.com/COVID-19. That's hammondfornevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI from SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, I was just thinking the conversation with Victoria Seaman. And she said, well, maybe you should talk to Michelle Fiore. Well, maybe we will. We'll see if she'll talk about it. I just don't know that those comments that supposedly were in opposition to affirmative action. I mean that's been settled law for a decade or more, and Republicans always came out against affirmative action, and Democrats always came out for it. And then Dave Sajak, the chairman of the Clark County GOP, called the comments racially charged comments. Unquote. And he said, apparently he wrote that they were clearly inappropriate, irresponsible, insensitive, and inaccurate. My question is to most conservatives, does that ring a bell for you? Irresponsible, insensitive, inaccurate, racially charged comments just because you are in opposition of affirmative action? That's news to me. So somebody better explain that one to me tomorrow, because it doesn't make a lot of sense. Tomorrow, by the way, Wednesdays are always special because we have Chuck Muth. He's the president of Citizen Outreach. He is an activist. He is a political consultant, and we'll be telling you what we can tell you about Election Day. Yeah, Election Day is today, and so we're not going to have all the results. Hopefully we'll have a bunch of them. That is tomorrow. Be listening at 3:05, would you please? Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Thank you so much for joining us on day number two. And we hope there are a whole bunch more after that. I really was. I was concerned they may have locked me out of the building. No, I mean, they have one of these electronic lock things, and I couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. We'll tee it up again tomorrow. Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your night, would you please, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Ray DiNardi from Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas. The state of Nevada has deemed auto sales to be an essential business, so our showroom, parts, and service departments are open to meet your needs Monday through Friday. We are taking extraordinary measures to protect you and our employees. However, to make your vehicle buying experience safe and easy, we encourage you to make your purchase on FindleyJoyDrive.com. We even offer home or curbside delivery to minimize personal contact.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.